It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Big Vibe Wednesday on BFM, just gone 5:30, and I'm joined in the studio by Arahi. Like, literally, some people say that because it sounds like a cool thing to say. You've just walked in the second you're putting headphones on right now.
I've joined you.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man.
How's the vibe?
How's the vibe right now?
Yeah.
I was just watching these people across the way, but I feel like I shouldn't say that, but they're like, is it like exercising?
It's an interesting situation, actually, we've got going on here. So, in the BFM studio, because I used to come in and do a segment on breakfast every Monday back in the day for ages,
right,
with Rachel Ashby. And for me, just it was construction. It was just diggers, it was vibrations, it was a whole to-do. It was terrible. But now everything looks like they've finished. And suddenly there is like a dance studio,
it's like,
or something.
Zumba, or like Olivia Newton-John style.
I wanna get physical. So
yeah, that's the one. The
physical.
Music video. That's the one.
They were doing a yoga class in there before.
Right.
And Anika said, "Hey, look out the window. They're doing a yoga class." And I looked out there, and I felt kind of creepy.
Well, I was gonna mention it, and then I did mention it, and then I felt creepy after.
It was all, but
because then I was like, "What if they're maybe they're dancing to BFM right now?" And they're like. Very meta.
They are keeping incredible rhythm to us talking with an Andre 3000 little instrumental bit underneath. Arahi, it's so good to have you in the studio, bro.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here.
You've been popping off.
Have I?
You've been making some beautiful stuff. You're from Napier originally, if people aren't familiar, and now you're based here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah.
What's your address?
My address is...
I was
happy to give it
a... I don't want to dox you here on the show. I've just been checking out your music video for Seen Better Days.
We've seen better days?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The sad one.
Yeah, it's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, it's great, eh?
It's a beautiful music video.
Well, it's a sports team production. It's some amazing stuff from Callum and Annabelle.
Sports team sort of, we got put on the map originally for doing a lot of stuff with the Bets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just the trajectory continues with yourself now. And
I don't know, is it like an upwards trajectory?
Yeah, they graduated to you. They've upgraded, now they've got Arahi.
Yeah, sure.
You start with the Bets, and you want to hope that someday you can be working with Arahi.
Yeah, a downward trajectory, I think. So.
And tell me, what's going on at the moment? Are you writing songs at the moment? Are you recording stuff?
I'm so sick of writing. I think I've been writing for... Like, last year was a lot of writing, a lot of recording. There's still a lot of recording to do. Baby's Back just came out, and that's like halfway to... an album being out later this year, I guess. So, which isn't exactly finished, so there's lots to do in that sense. But
nor should it be. It's only February, dude.
I'm just, don't need to worry. I'm already late.
No. Because I know, you know, there's a season for everything, especially when you're a musician.
Mm.
You're cutting an album at some point, you're mixing an album. Sometimes you put an album out, then you go start again, do the writing process. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And then you put something out, and everyone's like, "When's your next one out?" And you're like, "Dude.
It's great if you can stack those, you know? If you're recording or you're touring and writing or you're recording and, I don't know, planning or, you know, it's great if you can stack those. That's maybe insane, what I'm saying, and psychotic, but...
Stacking albums?
No, like stacking those seasons that you're talking about.
I see what you're saying.
Know? And then when it comes out, you're like halfway through the process of another one.
You're already on to the next thing.
But that's pretty crazy.
That is psychotic. I think people need to just like calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah.
We're too thirsty for stuff.
People need to hurry up, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. The truth will be somewhere in between our two vibes.
Yeah.
I think. And how are you finding it being up here in the Big Smoke now?
Oh, it's good. It's been like, I don't know, 2.5 years or something.
Feel bedded in?
Do you
consider yourself an Aucklander?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
I think even Aucklanders don't. They won't be like, "Oh, I'm an Aucklander."
Not proudly.
Not proudly, no. They'll reluctantly say, "Yeah, sure," but nah, I don't think so. I don't think I'd ever say that.
I'm interested in your, because we're playing some tracks that you've selected.
Yeah, I can't even remember what they are.
I can tell you, dude.
Okay, great. Don't.
I won't reveal. Can you read that? That's the first one. Is that cool? If that's the first one?
Yeah, great. That's cool.
That one there?
Yeah, man.
You seeing that?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it on the screen there.
Who are your, did you have musical influences growing up? Did you, like, as a young kid, did your parents have anything jamming on the stereo that sort of by osmosis flowed into you?
I feel like I change my answer every time I get asked this, but...
I look forward to hearing a brand new answer.
What's the new one? I don't know, I've used this one before, but disco was huge. in the lounge on the turntable.
Hell yeah.
Disco is huge.
Disco's back.
It's back. That's right.
The aesthetic is back.
Yeah.
The sound is back.
Mm. Disco, like those solid gold records that were like compilations every 6 months or to a year or something, all of those, which is like the 70s versions of Now That's What I Call Music type thing.
I used to work at what is now The Sound, but it was called Solid Gold back in the day, and it was all that music.
Right.
It was kind of mean. That's how I started off in radio. It was a good way to wake up at 5 in the morning, get on a BMX, and then produce a breakfast show for 80-year-olds. But it was mint.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So you like disco? Do you still have a love and appreciation for disco?
Oh, everyone does, surely.
Dude, I went to Krungbin in Christchurch last week because they did a gig before Electric Ave at the Town Hall. And I was like, I never kind of put them in this category before, but seeing them live, I was like, you guys are disco. You're a disco act.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Something about hearing the drummer live, I was like, you guys are disco.
It's pretty cool. Krungbin's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Do you want to introduce and talk about this first track that you've selected? Or you can talk about anything else. Yeah.
No, that's cool.
What's your favourite food?
No, I don't have one of those.
Really?
No.
Are you a like food is fuel kind of a guy? Like it's just not interesting to you? Or you can't pick because you love too many?
It's interesting to me sometimes. It's pretty rare sometimes.
What's the last dish that interested you?
That interested me. I don't think like that. I just think it's like fuel.
Yeah, like a sexy lasagna that you saw at some point recently, and you're like,
true,
it's a bit of me.
Actually,
sexy lasagna?
That actually is bringing back something in there.
Meat or no meat?
No, definitely meat in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe leftovers once, you know?
Dude, it's better. Lasagna's better the day after. This is mellowed a little bit.
It's settled into itself. It knows who it is, you know.
I like that, yeah. It's a more confident dish
song?
The day
What's
after.
What song are you listening to?
Right now. This is Andre 3000, dude.
No, sorry. I was just looking
I'm sorry, this one here. What's coming?
Do I Make You Feel Shy, Conan Moccasin. That's a choice that I remember making.
Why'd you make it?
And because Conan Moccasin's from Hawke's Bay, where I come from. And I wrote Baby's Back sort of on the bridge of... between Hawke's Bay and moving to Auckland, and he's got this amazing feeling of like it sounds like a warm breeze or something. A lot of his stuff from this particular time.
Yeah.
So it has a personal nostalgia for me, but also has this. I mean, sonically, it's not quite. It's not really similar to Baby's Back at all, but
there's a texture there.
Yeah, and a warmth to it that maybe only I can feel because of the relation. But that's why I chose it.
What's really cool, and I don't want to spoil what's coming up in the show too much, but we're going to play Conan Moccasin, and then we're going to play your song Baby's Back afterwards, so that we can do a comparison and see if we can get the sort of connecting vibe ourselves.
All right, then.
Fantastic. Sweet. All right, well, everybody, let's have a listen to Conan Moccasin. You're on BFM, it's 20 to 6. Arahi is here. You also got Tim. Big Vibe Wednesday.
Big Vibes.
Forgotten the name of the segment though. Do you know what it's called?
Two Guys Song Plays.
Yep, that's it.
Squeeze me. Will you feel your heart? Will make it for some.
Conan Moccasin, picked by Arahi, who's here on BFM.
Yeah, I am here.
17 minutes to 6. Big Vibe Wednesday. What's Cooking is the name of the segment.
Oh, I thought it was Big Vibe. What did you say?
Big Vibe Wednesday is the name of the show. Oh. And there's, I mean, everything's arbitrary. You just chuck a label on something,
so
and that's
the
what
show,
it is.
And yeah, then
within that
is...
Here we are.
Okay.
What's Cooking?
What's
with
cooking?
You.
And What's Cooking was Conan Moccasin, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And you were telling me that... You first saw that dude at a little tiny hall.
Yeah, at the Tiwonga Hall, with my mates when we were just teenagers. And someone just said there was music there. We didn't even know what it was. And we sort of just shuffled down because we thought, well, that's a party, really, which is what we're interested in. So we turned up, and it was like Conan Moccasin, who we'd never seen, and he was full on. Maybe he'd just gone back from Europe or something, touring Europe or something,
yeah.
And he was like, I'll just do a fun little show. And he was full on like, I'm the man that will find you,
yeah,
doing this stuff. Like,
there's no, I feel like he's 1,000 or 0. Like, there's,
yeah,
no, he doesn't have a motive energy for the 100 seater venue. It's just the full,
vibe,
but for the people in the room.
It was huge. And our minds, like tiny teenage minds, were blown. And there were characters there like Lawrence Arabian, Liam Finn, and Neil Finn was there, but he was just taking photos. It was really weird. But we didn't even know who these guys were.
This is the amazing thing about being in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Shit like that just happens.
Yeah. Just in the middle of nowhere.
That's so mean. I saw him live a few years ago at the Auckland Town Hall, and I will say that the sexual energy in the room was palpable. It was crazy. I feel like you could have got pregnant just sort of existing at that gig. It was nuts. But anyway, so we've just played Conan Moccasin. Now, you are sort of, I don't want to say you're sharing a producer. You guys have been working with Joel Mulholland.
Well, that's right. Yeah. So all of my solo stuff since We've Seen Dead Days onwards, and this new album, etc., is just me and Joel. Sort of.
It would be so rude to not play one of your songs, bro. So
imagine if you didn't play one of my songs.
Imagine if we didn't. Let's do
That'd
the big one.
Funny.
This is Baby's Back on BFM.
I'm baby's back, but this time it's for real. She wants to tell me why it's been so long, why she feels the way she feels.
I just went, oh, the song's ending. You would know that. Because it's your song. Arahi is here in the studio on BFM at 10 minutes to 6 on What's Cooking. That is your beautiful, beautiful single, Baby's Back.
Mm.
I absolutely see what you're saying about the warmth thing and the similarity with Connor Moccasin. Connor Moccasin's got like a, and forgive me for keep bringing this up, but like a psychosexual energy.
You're bringing it up a few times now, man.
Your oral texture to me is a little bit more pure. And a bit more pure. It's like, you know, it's not got that dark tinge to it, that laced tinge.
Like less sexual, you're saying?
Not less sexual, no, not at all. Okay. But like there's a sexual danger that is not, I think for better, it's not present in your music. Now this is going to be a hard seg, but you've got a live show coming up. A beautiful little one, little intimate situation.
Yeah, just ignore the sexual danger, I guess, but...
That's kind of... This is what I'm saying. That ain't you.
Okay.
Your music to me is a beautiful, warm hug from a friend. And you're stoked to see them. You're stoked to get it.
Nice. Okay. That's great.
I hope Colin Moccasin's not listening.
He won't be.
No, he won't be.
No.
But you've got a cool gig coming up.
I'm playing at the Studio One Vintage Guitar Store. On March 6th, I think that's next Thursday. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah, next. Not this one, but the next one. And I'm playing with Francesca Parisini on keys and sax, Amy Bodovich, who's also Hina on backing vocals, and doing an in-store show around, 7:30 or 7 or something like that. And you can buy tickets.
What could be better? Where can people... Do you know where people can get tickets?
Just under the radar, I guess.
Just Google it, I reckon.
Yeah.
Arahi.
I don't know what else you do.
A-R-A-H-I. There's no crazy double vowels anywhere in there that's going to trip
double
anyone up.
Double vowels are crazy, but there's none of them.
You're not even a macron in there.
No. Nah,
just
easy
straight
as,
up.
Easy as.
What are we dealing with? Four vowels, three consonants.
And it's just straight through all the way.
Boom. Clear path.
Yeah.
The next thing that we're going to play, you have also selected for us. Do you remember what it is?
Yes, we just talked about it.
We did talk about it, but I don't know what you've been doing before the show.
I don't remember the song. I remember it's Crowded House and it's live
from
their farewell concert.
Can
which
you read
is
that?
which is Distant Sun. Sun, live from Crowded House at their farewell show at the Sydney Opera House. And that whole album is so cool. So cool. But this song is closest to Baby's Back, I reckon.
Man, let's have a listen. More live versions on the radio, eh? It's exciting.
I reckon. Do you not get it very much or something?
I don't know, man.
I don't listen to radio.
Yeah, me neither, dude. I only listen to BFM. Ariha. Arahi.
Yep.
Sorry. Thanks so much for coming.
We're talking about how easy it is to go through that name.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess
which is why I cocked it up. This is a classic.
It's a good example of
confidence man era.
What can go wrong?
I'm also, I've got a slightly split focus here because it's my first time driving the panels and the buttons and stuff.
You're doing so well.
Oh, well. It was all going so right till it wasn't. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Thanks for having me.
And giving us such a beautiful, warm, oral hug, I think I called it before.
Okay, great.
Sounds gross. I shouldn't bring it up again.
We have.
But it's been sick getting into the sort of DNA of your music.
Thanks, man.
We look forward to the gig. Can you give that another little plug?
That's March 6th, Thursday next week, at the Studio One Vintage Guitar Store. And we're having a nice little three of us on stage playing some great music for a little while, around 7 or 7.30.
And you can get your tickets through UTR?
Under the Radar, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, sick, sick, sick. We'll see you there.
Sweet.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.